We're going to continue our conversation now on the air because we've been talking like crazy during the break. Tonight, Cynthia Mitchell is here, and Cynthia is almost our just down the street neighbor, and she has a really interesting new company and a shop, and it's called Flipping Good Designs. And welcome, Cynthia.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
Cynthia, why don't you tell us a little bit in your own words about how you describe what your shop has to offer?
I save treasures. I take vintage items and I bring them back to life, and I bring them, get their souls back. And I think they're so beautiful and so well made, and the quality is so amazing. And especially the things from the 50s and the 60s and 70s, design was so innovative and strong and in decor, and it's all coming back, and it just, these treasures that I find deserve a second life, and they're just beautiful. I just, you know, everything I have in the shop is something I would love to own myself, but I can't keep everything.
So.
It's such a great description, the way getting their souls back. I think
that is wonderful. Yeah.
It's accurate too. Yeah.
And so are these things that you're sort of maybe buying and cleaning up, or I kind of know that sometimes you'll buy furniture and sort of, as you say, give it new life, maybe new upholstery, or make something that was serving this purpose into something else, maybe for another purpose, but yet it's still intact.
A lot of some of the items are basically little ugly ducklings that just needed a little bit of tender, loving care and to be modernized and given a new edge to them, you know, to fit into today's decor and trends. But a lot of items I find are just so beautiful on their own, and they've just been weathered or, you know, rough around the edges, and they need to be cleaned up and touched up. And
I know that you have a Facebook page, and I just liked it today. I was aware of it, of your company, but I didn't know that you had your Facebook page. And you had a really interesting cup on here. Maybe you could tell people what's so special about this cup here. I'm going to show you the picture.
It's just an amazing, I couldn't believe it when I found it. It was just an amazing collector's item. And honestly, who doesn't like Alice in Wonderland, right? So when I saw it, I said, oh my goodness, I was so thrilled that day of finding this little treasure of a cup. And I said, I need to get this. I'm sure someone out there is just going to love owning this cup. And sure enough, there was a lot of activity. Lot of interest on that.
Is that the one that where everything disappears but the smile?
It's the cat disappears except for the smile.
That's so cool. Yeah. The Cheshire Cat.
The Cheshire Cat.
That's really special. Yeah. And if anyone is out there listening right at the moment, if they go to the Reviews Facebook page, I have posted a link there to Flipping Good Designs. And if you go to her Facebook page, you can scroll through all kinds of pictures of interesting things, including the magic cup. But you're saying there was a considerable amount of interest here, so you have a website. Can people bid on things on your website?
There's a website that will show things that are for sale. I think mainly the Facebook part is probably the best way to really
the most
stay
fun
updated
for people to see.
And fun for people to I love to interact and hear people's comments about things that I find, and
right.
To me, I'd rather have that connection with the public, with the things.
Right. So what's something recent that you've done where you maybe transformed something that was an ugly duckling, like one of your favorite transformations that you can share?
There was this cast iron chair that I found. It was just there on the side of the road. It looked very sad, and it had beautiful shapes and swirls, and it was rough around the edges and rusted, and it was a swivel chair. It didn't swivel anymore, and I just brought her back to life and scrubbed her up and painted her gold, and I put this beautiful vintage fabric that I had found of
wonderful.
This pink poinsettia, and I always pictured it as a little girl's vanity chair.
Yes.
And sure enough, a little teenager, a little girl who fell in love with it.
Really?
And she says, oh, it's going to go right under my poster of Paris.
Wow.
And I can't tell you how thrilled I was, because all of these things are like my babies. They're all, I picked them up, I saved them, I brought them back to life. And to see them go exactly where I pictured them is the best reward in the world. So
like,
that
like
was
a little
the best.
Paris bistro chair.
Yes, it was. It's so perfect. Wow. I couldn't have been more thrilled.
Wow, that's so cool.
And when you say what are your, you know, if you're putting work into these things, are do you have like a big price variation?
I try to find things as low cost as I can in order to be able to offer them as low as I can. I always try to be half price of whatever you would find on eBay or Etsy, because I want everyone to enjoy these things. And honestly, I don't even count my hours half the time. I do it out of love, and
right.
I'd rather put an affordable or a reasonable, you know, price on it. I think everybody should have something really funky and cool in their house and
right.
special and. To me, that's what makes me happy. I like finding them, I like fixing them, and I like seeing them go.
Seeing them go back into circulation as somebody else's loved possessions.
Yes, someone and, being yeah. happy, then thrilled, just like I was when I found it, that
yeah,
they found something
yeah,
fun.
That's so cool.
Yeah, and we were talking during the break, you were saying that people are kind of looking for vintage items, and I noticed that too. You know, there's a lot of kitchen appliances that have that 50s, 60s, 70s look, that the colors, that green color that we all know.
Avocado green or whatever.
Yeah, that, you know, and there's that nice green color that, you know, Mixed Master Bowls used to be, and I can't even, it's. I think they called it jade, that, you know, that Pyrex color of the green.
Oh, yes.
And you were saying, well, you know, you can get it at places like Walmart or stuff like that. So why do you think people are interested in that? Why are they...
They go with the trends, and I don't know. It depends. If someone really loves design and really loves, there's a special thing when it comes from a vintage aspect. And everything I find, I only take things that are in very, very, very good condition. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the stuff I find is like, it's practically brand new.
Wow.
And it's in good condition. And
things we were saying too, they're well made too. They're well solid.
Made.
That's what I was going to say. It's not
the
just
quality
a look.
Is just,
it's substantial. Like things are heavier. Things are more solid. Things were really well built back then. I think it's because we remember having those things around when we were younger, when we were kids, you know?
I think they make us feel good. And they also, they mix, they seem to fit. It's interesting how the things from that era fit in with our other stuff. You know, they seem to just fit into your kitchen.
Good design is eternal. It's always going to be a good design. Mm. And no matter how old it is or how long it's been, it's a good design.
Yeah,
it's never going to change.
Yes, right.
It's timeless. Yeah. And it's...
That's
a great
point.
Thing about it.
Yeah.
And often things are functional, and even pieces from the 50s, 60s, 70s, they're made, there's good quality wood inside the furniture. It's not particle board.
When's the last time you saw springs in a chair seat? Yeah.
I know.
Honestly.
Yeah.
And
it's all foam now.
Well, I was looking at this nice little wood stool, the stool that you have here with the wool cover that's on Facebook, and that's like you say, it's a cute piece.
It's the cutest thing. In some cases, like that one, I had to send it to the upholsterer, so, you know, my cost was it was maybe a little high, but I try to keep it as affordable as I can for any, you know, anyone.
Oh, nice.
To,
oh, Louisa
with nice wool, of it, nice wool fabric. I'll hold it up to the microphone for everybody to see.
So to get to that Facebook page, is it Flipping Good Designs? Is that the actual name you put in Facebook to get there? So that's really easy enough. People
does
could
she have that in her...
follow along as we're
the three words are written together. So
all
it's
one
all
word.
One word.
Okay.
Yeah. But again, if anybody
unique.
Out there is one of our review regulars, they can find the link is posted right at the top
there
of our page, and then you can like
two,
it and
two
just
easy
jump,
ways to find it.
Jump to her page. That's right.
Yeah.
And we can't go on any longer without telling you about our crazy restaurant dishes collection. Because there's something about those dishes and those colors, and they're so solid. Like it reminded me of that when I saw you have these beautiful cutlery. You were saying you have, you know, you really
tea
like
candles, and it's just. It, to me, it's just art. It's art.
Yeah, yeah.
And I grew up with a family of artists, and I studied interior design, and I I had a career as a faux finisher and a mural artist, and this is just my way of enjoying that again in a different venue. Mm-hmm.
That would be another way of describing it, is for people who like to have beautiful things in their everyday life, you know, just around in your environment, you know.
Yeah.
And on your walls or on your furniture, just beautiful pieces that, you know, are functional or just beautiful to look at. And it changes your life when you have beautiful things around you.
It does. Yeah. You feel better. Yeah. And for all of our listeners, they're just thinking that Cynthia has just appeared from nowhere. And of course, I know a little bit about why you're in Van Cleek Hill, but maybe you should share with everyone. How did you end up here in Van Cleek Hill? What brings you here?
Well, we fell in love with that big tower of a house.
The big, beautiful yellow tower
big,
house, yes.
Beautiful project. And we came here because the sense of community was superior, and we wanted to raise our boys in that. And
in a small community.
Small community, and to have so many amazing restaurants and activities and festivals, and it was a very artistically oriented as well. Like, I felt as an artist I could really grow here. And we wanted to be part of the community, and we so did not regret it. We love it here so much. It's really great.
Well, you've really jumped in with both feet. I mean, you were on the home tour this year.
Yes.
That was another connection. So that's where I got to see the inside of that beautiful yellow tower house on Main Street here, just next to the Baptist Church. That's how everybody describes it, right? Just next to the Baptist Church there. And it was just spectacular. I especially loved the boys' room up on the third floor with the murals, the paintings of the tree and everything. I think my daughter had a hand in painting the original tree in that room.
Oh, she did?
Yeah, my daughter is Jessica Sayers, and she was the curator at Arbor Gallery for quite a few years. And
I elaborated on it a little bit.
Yeah, well, I showed her the photo of it.
I know I'm with it.
And she said, "Oh, it's changed a lot since." But that was kind of a neat.
But when we were talking to Cynthia early last year about having her home on the tour, and you were telling me about this business, and I thought it was just a perfect fit for Van Cleek Hill. You know, and I know that our Trash and Treasure crowd is not maybe of that ilk, but there are a lot of dealers and people who love to decorate. And I've certainly sold things for, you know, $100 or more at my house. Sometimes, you know, I've bought something and I'm repurposing it or putting it out because it just doesn't fit anymore. And I think even just having the auction house here, you know, our town has that historic, as you say, sort of a historic artsy feel about it, vintage kind of. And
I have never, in all my years of garage sailing and picking, I have never found so many beautiful things as I've found in this area.
Wow.
So many original things and interesting things.
It's fun.
Stuff I've never seen, and I've been looking at a lot of stuff.
Yeah,
and
I bet, yeah.
Yeah, and the great thing is, as well, is that sometimes there's people that will go picking themselves, and they'll pick up an old bench. And they'll write to me and they'll say, "Can you do something and flip this bench for me and paint it this color and find me a fabric?" So I'm more than happy to encourage people to recycle some of their things and keep them and bring them to me, and I'll bring them back to life. And
wow.
It's worth it.
That's a very specialized service, you know.
Yeah.
Come and ask you to use your inspiration and your insight and your design sense to give it a new life and a new soul, as you say.
But it is nice, and I think one of the reasons that kind of happens around here, there are a lot of us, myself included, and we have deep roots in the community. And so you've sort of been in the same place for most of your life, and you've accumulated. And sometimes there are things that, and I know what's happening for me, things that are, I've really liked them, and I know where they're from, and I know who used them. But I think it's time for it to go on. And so when you put those things out at Trash and Treasure, like sometimes I put out all kinds of little vases, and the Horticultural Society ladies are there because they want them for the miniature arrangements. So people come here looking for treasures, and it's fun to see your things go, you know, as I know exactly what you mean. Like sometimes somebody's there buying something and I say, "Oh, wait, I have another one in the house," and I go and I get them another one to take. So
I try to research everything that I find and to know when it was made, who made it,
that's
artists
great.
And things. And so I'm in the process right now of building a catalog of, if you see a sticker with a number on it, then you'll be able, on that item, you'll be able to go to the catalog and look up and get a little blurb about it.
A little bit of the history,
exactly,
or
the history
provenance
of it,
or whatever.
Because that's the best part of finding these things, mm-hmm. is knowing where they're from and when they were made, mm-hmm. and how old they are. Mm-hmm. And I'm even surprised sometimes. I picked up the other day a creamer, a crystal creamer. And I'm thinking, okay, you know, there's a lot of crystal things, but it was so beautiful, and I had never seen that kind of shape before in that size. And not everyone uses creamers, but I could just picture makeup brushes in it or something like that, you know, and just use odd things for different purposes. Yes. And I looked it up, and it dated back to 1910. And
really?
It was, yes.
Oh,
and
wow.
It was quite...
Imagine surviving all that time. That's incredible.
Yes. And it's perfect condition. There wasn't a single
Marvelous.
Chip on it.
Wow.
And, yeah.
105-year-old.
I know.
It's just crazy. It's
yeah.
crystal.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And I've been going to some of the auctions at Pridham's, you know, over the last year. And you were saying, would you call it a buyer's market right now?
It's a buyer's market, definitely.
And why is that?
I think nobody wants to, I think there's certain things, the collectibles, that have not been as popular. It's a very up and down. It depends what's sought at.
Mm-hmm. And, space seems to be a big part of it, apparently. The Pridhams were sort of talking about that nobody wants big pieces of furniture anymore.
Matchy-matchy.
Yeah.
No one wants big furniture, bedroom sets and things like that.
Big buffet or something.
And,
yeah. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. I try to stay with smaller pieces. I do have many large pieces that are not painted yet, but the reason for that is that I'm waiting for that perfect buyer to see it and to say, oh my goodness, I love that piece, make it this color. Mm. Or, you know, I have these two gorgeous, gorgeous little single bed headboards that are just dying for two kids' what do you say, call that, the lithograph?
A silhouette?
Just a letter,
or a monogram or something.
Yes, a certain color or a mural or some kind I think you can really personalize things. And often people will say, I'm looking for this. And I'm like, oh, I'll find that. I'll keep an eye out. And I always find it. It's
amazing.
Yeah. Isn't that something?
So I think you're in the right part of Eastern Ontario to be able to track things down.
I think so.
Louise, why don't you share about what are the treasures that we found, we tracked down at Mayo's. Have you made your way to Mayo's just outside of Alfred? There's a fellow that sort of...
Yeah, I've been hearing about Alfred, and there's a flea market.
Yeah, that's right.
That's one of my next...
It's really worth going to. He started off as just a bicycle repair shop, and then started...
small-scale flea market.
Yeah, and then built it up. And it's amazing. What he brings, I mean, he picks up house contents and stuff like that. But he sorts it. He sorts it into different categories and different bins.
Oh, is it the man with all the lockers?
Yes.
That's the one.
Yes.
I've been there.
You have been there, okay.
I picked up pool balls.
Yes.
Vintage pool balls.
Yes. Yeah, you can. I know.
Yes, I've seen those there.
I thought they were the most beautiful thing, and you stick them in a bowl.
Yes.
And you put that. There you go.
Yeah,
and
that's beautiful. It's full of treasures at that place, Louise. And I've been. But what's? Tell her about
just always going through things. I went one time, and there was an entire box full of these cups and saucers, sort of restaurant grade, mm-hmm. but on this, they were brand new. And trimmed in blue. They're blue and white. I'll have to send you a picture. And they said Votes for Women on the side, and on the bottom it said Newport Mansions. And so we went home. I didn't buy any. And then, I think we bought four.
Yeah.
And we put it in a box with a bunch of other stuff. And so we paid practically nothing for them. But there was still the box back there, which I couldn't get out of my mind. So
we looked them up.
I sent you back to buy it before I even looked it up.
Oh, I thought we had looked them up. Anyway, and got them, and we got 25 or 28.
I have a total, I think, of 27 now, and we paid $20 for those. But I decided to research online. I think it was quite a quick turnaround. You went back the next day or something, and they are official souvenirs of the Newport Mansions. And at that time, and they still are selling $25 for one cup and saucer, but. So I have them all on a big shelf in the kitchen right now.
But we were down to Rhode Island last year.
And they've changed the quality.
They've changed. It's not the same quality. So these dated back at least, I think, 30 or 40 years.
But they're heavy duty. And I keep saying sometime
porcelain.
I'm going to have a tea or something outside and use all of these cups.
Sure.
And they're so beautiful.
Yeah. celebrating with suffrage.
They are a decorating piece just all on their own. So that's why I just love what you're doing. And I got so excited when you told me about it. I sent one of our journalists down to talk to you today, and a great sacrifice to myself because I wanted to go, but I can't do everything. But we should really let people know we're talking to Cynthia Mitchell from Flipping Good Designs right here in Van Cleek Hill.
And as you just mentioned, there's going to be an article in next week's paper about Cynthia and what she's up to. So we thought it was perfect timing to bring her in to have a conversation with her. That way people will be able to look for the article next week, or conversely, when they read the article, they can listen to this interview next week.
Right. And I wanted to ask Cynthia, do you have some shop hours where people can drop by, or do you like a call
Thursday,
first?
Thursday to Saturday from 9:30 to 3:00. And I wanted to have at least one weekend day so that people can
That's a good option, actually. If they're not
available during the week. But there's always the option of, you know, if that's not flexible for you, there's nothing wrong with giving me a call and setting up an appointment if there's something in particular you need to find or like to find.
Oh, that's great.
I'm open to that.
And what's your phone number that people could call?
It's 613-678-3644.
Okay.
And I would be more than happy to accommodate whoever.
And you would like people to call and make an appointment? You don't want to give your address out? Or do you welcome drop-ins?
Well, during the store hours is fine. But if someone needs to give me a call and fix an appointment, there's no problem.
Okay. And maybe we'll give your address to people so
it's
they know.
It's 160 Main Street East.
Go to the house or do they?
To the front door. I know it might seem a little,
it's a very
welcoming.
The
sign is going to be up soon and everything. It's early beginnings, but...
that's good. Our staff, we often do what we call field trips, where we sort of gather up everyone at lunch hour and we all go to a business together, or we go visit a garden in the summer. We've been to Garden Path Soap, so I think we'll have to do a field trip on Thursday to your shop. And everybody will get a
room
tour.
And I'm such a hoarder, and there's like stuff everywhere.
But we have teacups collectors here and vintage jewelry collectors, and I'm a collector, so we all have our little interests here, so you'll have to
organize a field trip for sure.
Yeah.
Yes.
That'd be amazing.
Well, before we thank you for coming in, Cynthia, I just wanted to mention to you another little treasure in our midst here. You may have noticed the counter we're sitting at.
Mm-hmm.
It dates back to the previous location of the review, which was on High Street, 41 High Street, at the location of, the paper was there, but before that it was a hotel.
That's prior to 1917.
Yes, prior to 1917. So apparently the story is that this was half, because the other half of this is about 6 feet long. The other half is at our cottage up north in Brownsburg, actually. But it used to be a 12-foot bar at that hotel, is what this piece of furniture used to be, the counter that's in the reception area of the review. And just in the last couple of years, I guess, I had it sort of repurposed. I mean, it still is a very nice piece of furniture, but it now houses all of the equipment for our little community radio station here that gets pulled out on Tuesdays and Wednesdays in the reception area of the review. But it's sort of still a gathering place for stories and sharing, you know.
People are still sitting at bar stools.
Well, and when I bought I was working at the review in the mid-70s when I was in high school, and these were painted green, and the bar had already been it was two pieces of furniture even then. But when we moved here, I sent them out to be refinished and stripped, and then we brought them back here. But you can still see where, you know, the printers used to line up, or the people at the bar would put their cigarettes
that
on the edge of the bar.
Character.
So this
I just love the history of it. You can see the cigarette burns on the edges, you know, where people used to park their cigarette. Got a lot of history. Anyway, really appreciate you coming in, Cynthia.
Thank you so much for having me.
I'm just going to review the details here. So for Cynthia Mitchell of Flipping Good Designs, located at 160 Main Street East, here, right here on Main Street in Van Cleek Hill. And your hours, I think I got this right, Thursday to Saturday. Did you say from 9 to 3?
9:30 to 3.
Thursday to Saturday.
So Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays from 9:30 in the morning until 3 in the afternoon. And you can drop by during those hours, or if you want to give a call ahead of time, it's 613-678-3644. Cynthia Mitchell, really appreciate you coming in.
Thank you so much.
Flipping Good Designs.